This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Clear skies across Israel today with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys a sunny day as well, while Eilat remains pleasantly warm. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel says its special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire, targeting the Kristofeni Ridge. Also from Mariv, the Lebanese president addressed the ceasefire, warning Hezbollah and Iran that negotiations with Israel do not equate to concessions. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post says the IDF plans to continue targeting Hezbollah in southern Lebanon, despite the ceasefire, viewing the Litani River as a new security line. Separately, I-24 News shares that a senior IDF official claims Iran is severely weakened, but still capable of rebuilding its ballistic arsenal and nuclear program. And finally, Axios reveals that former President Trump shocked Netanyahu with a post declaring Lebanon strikes prohibited, suggesting it was a direct order to Israel. Here's what people are saying online. David Friedman, former U.S. ambassador to Israel, shared just minutes ago that the U.S. has a unique opportunity not seen in his lifetime. The U.S. State Department's deputy spokesperson posted that the United States is sanctioning seven commanders of Iran-aligned militia groups. Jonathan Conricus, a former IDF spokesperson, noted that Hezbollah is a jihadist organization controlled by Iran and won't disarm unless forced, asking who will take that action. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the operation in Lebanon. Ynet reports that Israeli special forces conducted a last-minute mission on Kristofeni Ridge, overlooking key transportation routes. This move was strategic, aiming to secure positions before the ceasefire took effect. For residents in southern Lebanon, this adds to the tension, despite the ceasefire. Turning to the Lebanese president's address, Mariv reported that Joseph Aoun emphasized sovereignty in his speech, urging Hezbollah and Iran to understand that negotiations with Israel do not mean giving up Lebanese interests. His speech may impact future regional diplomacy as Lebanon navigates internal and external pressures. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights that despite the ceasefire, the IDF plans to enforce a new security line along the Litani River. This decision reflects concerns about Hezbollah's disarmament. For citizens, this means continued military activity in the region, posing challenges to peace efforts. Separately, I-24 News indicated that Iran's current weakness might be temporary, with potential to rebuild its military capabilities. This situation keeps the region on edge, as any resurgence could destabilize an already fragile peace. Finally, Axios reports that Trump's unexpected post about Lebanon strikes left Israeli leadership surprised. This intervention signals complex international dynamics affecting Israel's strategic decisions and its relations with allies. On the economic front, first, Globes reports that AI protection company Artemis Security raised $70 million, aiding security leaders in countering AI-driven threats. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights an extreme shortage of foreign workers, impacting construction and agriculture sectors, raising concerns over security and economic stability. And finally, CTEC reports that Molex acquired Israeli optical chip startup Terramount for $430 million, allowing Terramount to continue as an independent engineering center. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.